commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The resignation of Kathleen Sebelius is unimportant. She wasn't involved in the key policy decisions behind Obamacare. They were hammered out between the White House and Congress and were hatched at the senior administration level. Sebelius had the unenviable job of executing a very complicated bill with fundamental flaws. And for good measure, she was the person the administration offered up in those congressional hearings when the website didn't work. She deserves the gratitude of the White House. She carried their water for 5 years and didn't publicly complain about it. In hindsight, staying in Kansas and serving another term as governor would have been a better gig. Her re-election, though, looked shaky in her home state, and that's why the Washington job appealed to her in the first place. Let's not discount the possibility that the White House wants her out because the Obamacare enrollment numbers are inflated. She could become the fall guy even after leaving office if Congress wants to investigate how many of the 7.5 million enrollees are real and how many have actually paid premiums to begin their coverage. Who replaces Kathleen Sebelius is very important. The text of the Obamacare law is filled with the phrase, "as the secretary shall determine." It means future Health and Human Services secretaries will be very powerful. In which areas? Well, the HHS secretary has the power to review insurance rate increases and demand that they be rolled back. They would also determine which services will and won't be covered by Medicaid. They set reimbursement rates for hospitals and nursing homes. They also determine which insurance policies meet minimum standards and which ones don't. Cost-benefit panels, the so-called death panels, will be created by and will report to the HHS secretary. President Obama's choice to take over is his budget director, Sylvia Burwell. That indicates to me the focus will continue to be on the economics, the enrollment numbers, the premium cost, the size of subsidies, which will dominate the storyline of Obamacare. If the plan were running smoother, a doctor or someone with public health in their background would be a more logical choice. For now, we'll have to deal with a health care czar who is actually a bean counter. And keep a close eye on the beans when the numbers don't add up.